Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Only Ink Alive coming to you straight from my studio. And welcome back once again, family. We've been apart for a while now, and I apologize for having a hoarse voice, but I wanted to come on the show because I needed to speak with you. So how has everyone been doing? I'd like to welcome you once again to our new broadcast. We are going to be featuring live shows in the near future. This is just a special show that we're bringing on. So, each and every one of you, stay tuned for station identification. We'll be right back at you in the air.
Every day, from the moment I
got your Only Ink Alive coming to you right from my studio, and our topic today is on fraternities and sororities and their responsibility to their pledges and the family. Now, this topic is being brought to you because of an urgency. I am not in a position to speak because of a sore throat. However, I found it necessary to come on these airways to talk about a much-needed topic. I'm really concerned today, fraternities, sororities, because our mission statement has gotten off track. When young men and women solicit to be a part of our organization, and we solicit them, we are promising them that we will make them better men and women, and giving them a rites of passage so that they can enter into their communities, their various communities, their various workplaces, a better man or woman. And we are also saying to them that we will protect them long as they're in our safety. And that means that we are not hazing them. We are not hazing them. We are not physically abusing them. And we are not distorting any of their facial features or bodily features. We have been given a great responsibility. of molding and mentoring young men and women, and we must take that serious. We cannot look at that as if this is our opportunity to release our stress and to physically abuse anyone. I do not advocate that. And organizations that are Greek fraternities must understand that we cannot do like our arch enemies are doing. We cannot afford to have organizations that are depicting these young boys as animals or women. We must remember that whatever we do as poll marks and as vice poll marks, it carries a great responsibility. We must also understand that when the mothers and fathers put these children into your hands, they want you to do no harm and to give that child back to them better than what they were before they came to you. If you are part of an organization or a Greek fraternity and you're out there and would like to call in, I'd like for you to call in and be a part of this discussion, because right now I'm just disenfranchised with all of it, and I'm even a little ashamed to be a part of these Greek sororities, because you should be too. If we are not doing a better job than shaking it up in the club and getting it over here, Bob, and you must be responsible enough to understand that parents do not agree with you hazing. It is not legal to haze, and we must also take responsibility if our organizations do haze. And if they are about the business of hazing and you don't know about it, it is up to you as an organization to stop it and discontinue it and bring punishment to that person. Now, there's a very, very serious situation going on, and our universities are a part of this, and some of them are releasing young men and women from school, expelling them is what I want to say. Their whole life is crumbling down and coming down. So what we're having to look at is young men and women are going to college, wasting their money and not getting what they came for and leaving with abusive behaviors and coming out disarrayed about what they think of Greek fraternities and sororities. Mothers, you must check on your children. You must go into these storehouses and see what is going on. Everything that's going on in those institutions is not learning and is not ethical. And if you feel your child has been in an institution up under the supervision of a Greek fraternity who has misused them or abused them, you must address that Greek fraternity, and you must bring them to ruins, not the children that are in these organizations also being physically abused. And when we see this, we must rally together to speak against it, because our Greek fraternities are supposed to make us into the fine men and women that we knew that our ancestors once were, the Garveyites and those people who stood high and brought respect to their community. But if we see them now being turned out into the discotheques, passing out flyers, getting all kinds of tickets for driving wild, and all they're learning to do is party and to shake it up, then they are investing their time and effort in the wrong organizations. Am I speaking against Greek fraternities and sororities? I am speaking against the management, and they are going to be held responsible not only by the mothers and fathers, but by the Creator, because I think it is a shame what is happening where these management does not know what is going on in these establishments, or pretending not to know, and they're putting everything off on the children as if they are the organizers of these Greek fraternities and sororities. Now, these institutions, I won't call any names, you know who you are, and deans of students, you know who you are too. We must take a closer look at the situation and if there's any malice involved, and we must see if these cases are flagrant that are being brought against these young boys who are losing their position in college and being expelled. I don't think it's right, and I'm shouting out about it because I know something better should have been done. No child has to be abused, and no one has to be pointed the finger at to take all the responsibility. These Greek fraternities must weigh and carry the bell and tote the bell and wave this on their shoulders. They're the institutions that are non-for-profit that have been given all these dollars to operate. They must take the blame for what they're doing and not put it off on those young men and women who are not privy to the information that they have and who are not in a position to understand if hazing is a part of an organization or not. Being new to a university may mean being new to the procedures of hazing. And if you don't know, hazing is illegal. And it is not something that's being endorsed by African-American Greek fraternities and sororities, yet they consistently do this, trying to perpetrate what they see done in the Greek fraternities that have gone on before them. Well, I want you to know, we're called to be better men and women. We're called to do a better job in these institutions, and we're called to make men and women out of our young boys and girls. We are not called to turn them out, or to send them to prison, or to have someone put charges on them that they cannot bear. Now, the institutions can bear this. It might cost them a little money, but sometimes they have to take the blame where it is pointed. They have to take the blame because sometimes they will be out of a little money, but it's better than them being out of money and shedding down than for one or two young men to be locked up in prison, never to pursue their life and their goals. And I'm really concerned because it's happening right here in our community, and preachers and ministers, evangelists, apostles, you should be in an uproar. Someone has been taken out of our community. Someone has been taken from amongst us in the night without us knowing. But we will cry loud and spare not and point that out. Innocent young people should not be hauled away and booked in prisons. They should not be, because they went to college to make a better person of themselves, and they went and joined an organization called Fraternity and Sorority, and it turned up there in jail. No, this should not be happening, and I'm saying this, and I don't care which one of you Greek or sororities may be angry with me, because I'm Greek myself. And I think it's appalling to have young people abused. Mothers, I apologize for the idiotic behaviors that have been going on against your children. I do apologize for that. And I also say, you Greek fraternities, you need to apologize for not taking your position in this situation and cheering up the responsibility to wade the water without finding an scapegoat to send them in your place. God is watching. He knows what's going on. And families out there who have been victims, I am praying for you and with you that you will rise up and you will overcome this situation, and your children will join better organizations, and they will put their money and their assets into better organizations before they run around these clubs and pass out flyers and having nothing to be added to their life but grief. They will come out of this thing, and they'll come out better parents. And they'll be stronger. Hopefully you can speak to them and let them know that these institutions are dangerous. They mold us into nothingness, and they take away our character and the good things you deposit in them, parents. You must be careful that they hide the word in their heart, that they might not sin against their own households or communities. Now, I'm speaking to you boldly. Even though my voice is not in any position to be speaking, I found it necessary and urgent to come on these airwaves. And I'd like for all of the radio hosts to cry loud and talk about this thing. It is happening right amongst us. Is this an institution? What is the purpose of education? And do we go there to tally up a big bill of $30,000 and $40,000 to not to find a job? And do we go there to join these so-called institutions that are going to make us credible men and women, and we come out finding ourselves behind bars? No. We cannot continue to turn our young people out into prisons, leaving the college, transitioning right out of college into prisons. No, we cannot. And we will not. The ancestors will not allow it. So I'm calling on the ancestors today, and I'm going to ask them to go and get those children, wherever they might be, if they've been falsely accused and they're placed in prison, and they're placed there in the place of some of these Greek fraternities who should be taking the responsibility. I'm asking the ancestors to go get them right now and bring them home to their mothers and fathers. Through a supernatural power, go and open those cells and bring them home. Because truly, they were naive in thinking that they were being a better man and woman for joining your organization. Greek fraternities, if your organizations are a part of this hazing, you ought to be holding your head low right now. You ought to be wondering whatever could have happened that we lost control. Then you must get control again and take full responsibility without putting it off on the children. And as I say, they are naive, but you are not. You know clearly what goes on in these organizations, and you know clearly what men and women are pushing themselves to do to fall below the standard of a puny human being. Now, going to court is a big thing for a young man who's never been in jail before. Going before the Supreme Court is even bigger. Spending nights in jail is even bigger. And I want to say one thing to those men and women who are locked behind doors falsely and accused falsely. Keep your head up. Hold up your head. As you press yourself forward, you'll become a better person. And God will send his angels to cap around you and protect you and guide you so that when you come out of this thing, you'll come out better than what you were before. And don't fret in well-doing. And I want to say to you parents, go over to those institutions. Find out what your children are learning. If necessary, pull them out. I say pull them out. Even if they have to go online and take courses, pull them out. If they have to go and reside in your home and go to school from your home to the college, stay involved. Be in their faces. You are paying big dollars to have your children educated and to get all of these great loans, these massive loans that they're getting to get positions that don't exist. So what is the meaning and the purpose of education? You are to educate yourself and become self-reliant. But Sherelle, you're in an institution. Yes, I am. But I'm preparing myself to come out of that institution to work for myself so that I may hold the reins over my lifestyle and I may produce credible jobs for my community and my family. Yes, I'm for academic excellence and going to college, but you must be very careful that you know your rights when you go to college or you might find yourself being violated, even in these institutions. They are put there to make money. You must understand that, mothers and fathers. And you must go to these institutions and you must beg their pardon when the dean decides to suspend someone. You must find out why. And don't let them give you that talk about we have our privacy rules here and your child is protected under the privacy law. You go in there boldly and say, you take my money, don't you? And you receive that without asking where it comes from. If I have questions about this institution, I will question the institution when it comes to anything that concerns my child. And ladies and gentlemen, I like to say that you've been a great listener, and I want you to understand this is an urgent talk. I wouldn't be coming on here with my voice being sick like this if it wasn't urgent. But this is so urgent, I want you to go into the prisons and find out if you can do anything to help those young men and find out who they are in your community. If one has been taken amongst you and you don't know what's going on in the community, question it. These churches, I'm calling on you. You got to do a better job than standing behind the pulpit preaching about John, Peter, and Paul. They've done their job. We don't need another Peter, John, and Paul, but we need another story about releasing young men from prisons who are falsely accused. We need another church to go out there in the real highways and byways, and that is to go into these institutions called universities and colleges and make sure that things are being done right. How is it that a Greek fraternity can carry on for quarters and semesters without the high poll mark knowing what's going on or the president knowing what's going on? It's a shame. You must know what's going on in each one of your organizations. You must have an idea, and you must touch the pulse of that community and that college to find out what your Greek fraternities are doing. And you must not turn a deaf ear to what is happening, and you must not cover up as if you're not familiar. Mothers, hold these institutions and hold these Greek fraternities responsible for your children. And if damage has been done, it is up to you to come and press those charges to make those Greek fraternities do what they're supposed to do. Not to try to pump money out of these innocent children who have no money to give you. They're poor. But go to the right source to pump the money out of the people if your child has been damaged or for punitive damages. But don't just go out the money. Go out the what's right and what's wholesome. Now, once again, I want to say Greek fraternities, I want to see you do better things in the community, things that are going to make our people honorable, things that are going to lift up a standard. When the flood comes in, we have to lift up a standard. So what I'm doing today is lifting up a standard. Because if my name is attached to a Greek fraternity, then I have to hold my head low and say that we're ashamed. Then we ought to be ashamed if we are allowing our children to be beaten down instead of lifting their self-esteem up. We ought to be ashamed if we're letting children go to prison in our places, if we are holding the reins to these institutions and we're the CEOs and presidents and vice presidents, but yet we're letting young men and women be hauled off to jail because we told them it was okay to hit. No, it's not okay to hit. And they mustn't put their hands on anyone on these Greek lines. They must understand that there's procedures they have to follow and they must abide by them. It is no longer business as usual. You cannot have your people come in who are pledges and make them your slaves. We are not putting our young men and women into fortitude and slavenship anymore. We must understand that these organizations were to make us a better people, a better man and woman. And if we cannot do those things, then we should close our doors and shut the lights out. You are out of business. You're no longer needed. Now shut the door to that nonsense and come away from it. You might be hating me now, but you will respect what I'm saying. And I'm rightly guided, and the ancestors are protecting me and mine and guiding me to say what I'm saying. And I know that it's needed. And to those families out there, I pray for you that you continue to press on and that we're standing with you because we believe that young people ought to be protected and families should be able to be involved and get involved with what's happening in these institutions where they're paying their tax dollars. Once again, universities, I'm holding you responsible, deans, because you must understand you've had Greek fraternities on your campus for many years and all kinds of things have happened. And I don't remember any children being hauled off and taken to prison for any of these things on college campuses. Why are we turning to this procedure now? Now it's a Supreme Court issue. Why are we turning to this? Must these Greek fraternities not be held responsible, Dean? Must they get a ticket to pass go? And must they be able to flee all this? No. You must hold them accountable. And you must protect the children whose mothers have put them in your protective custody. Suspending them and exposing them without all the facts could be detrimental, and also leaving them to the penal institution could be detrimental. So, deans, I'm calling on you to do a better job. I'm calling on you to uphold your job in a better light, because when we get to become deans and we're Black African Americans and Hispanic, we have a greater mission.